Ours to Protect, a climate and environmental program on WLR with Clodagh Walsh.
Hello and welcome to this week's Ours to Protect. Did you know that food waste generally refers to produce that's thrown away by the consumer, whereas food loss usually happens at production, post-harvest and processing stages of the food chain? Well, around one third of the food produced for human consumption is either lost or wasted. So how much food is thrown away in Ireland each year? Odile LeBlanc leads the Food Waste Prevention Team for the Environmental Protection Agency.
In Ireland, we generate roughly around 800,000 tonnes of food waste every year. That's all along the supply chain. So, and the highest amount of food waste is generated in the household sector and the manufacturing and processing sector. And then after that, the most amount of food waste comes from restaurants and food services. About 25% of all food waste comes from restaurants and food services, and then roughly about 7% comes from primary production, which is agriculture. Now, we have to report to Brussels every year on the amounts of food waste, and with this kind of annual reporting, the data can only get better, you know, trying to improve on the quality of the data, and where we source the data is really important, so that we make sure that we're accurate and that we're all talking about the same thing, because you do find in different industries what they think is food waste is different to maybe what a householder might think is food waste. So the data is really important so that we know how much work we have to do and also where to target our efforts as well.
As a country, what are our targets and are we moving in the right direction?
Yeah, so the target is actually really challenging. It's one of the most challenging waste reduction targets. We have to reduce food waste by 50% by 2030, and we're running out of time. And what's actually happening, I suppose, is that what we're seeing here is we're only really starting to get the baseline right at the moment. So I can't understate the challenge that we have here to reduce food waste. And it's everyone has to play their part. We've got the manufacturing and processing sector have to do their part. We've also got restaurants and food services, and of course us as householders as well. And that's where our stopfoodwaste.ie campaign comes in for householders. And then for the food supply chain, we have a voluntary agreement for now, which is the food waste charter, where businesses can sign up and commit to reducing their food waste. And we're hoping this will start to give a good effort to get people, you know, businesses to reducing their food waste. But as part of the government strategy, they may need to look at something a bit more mandatory if the voluntary approach doesn't work.
Right, I can absolutely understand that. And for people who are listening, like 800,000 tonnes of food waste, how does that impact on climate change? How is that impacting on our lives?
Yeah, and I think that's the thing. People don't generally associate food waste with climate change. A lot of people are trying to do things to reduce their impact on the planet. So we're looking at things like, you know, changing our cars or changing light bulbs at home and to LEDs or that kind of thing. But actually, there's something happening in our kitchens up to three times a day that actually has more impact. It's one of the most impactful things we can do, because food waste is actually responsible for almost 10% of global greenhouse gases. So I think we don't tend to think of food waste, you know, you've got to take into account all the resources that have gone into produce that food. So, you know, you've got the resources, the farmer, you know, water, fertilizer, he's put in energy, his time, even all of that. And then all of that, you know, you've got it, it's been transported along the supply chain, it might have been refrigerated, might have been cooked, you know, before it gets to our home. And then, you know, we might have refrigerated it and cooked it as well. And then if we throw it away, we're wasting all those embedded resources. So that's actually why there is a strong focus on food waste in households, because it's so far down the supply chain and all the embedded resources in there. It's really an important action that we can take to help reducing our impact on climate change.
Yeah. The way we produce food, does that have an impact? Do we need to look at that chain as well?
Yeah, so I suppose that's why we try and generate statistics all along the supply chain to understand what's happening. So obviously, you know, householders are, it's nearly a quarter of a million out of those 800,000 tonnes coming from households. So it's quite significant. But then the next one after that is manufacturing and processing. So, what you know, and for a business that, you know, when food is your business, wasting food is actually significant. You know, it's your bottom line that you're throwing away. So there's a lot of reasons that this is the thing. There's no silver bullet here, you know, like one big fix that you can do. You need to drill down. And this is why data is so important. You know, so obviously we need data at a national level, but a business also needs to look at their data on a business level. And this is why, you know, we're trying to get them to consistently measure their food waste, because it'll help them identify where the food is being wasted. So say you're a restaurant business. Are you throwing away food from people's plates, or is it food that you're throwing away in your kitchen? Is it prep waste? Is it unserved food? Are you cooking too much? All of that helps you understand a bit more about your business and where you should be focusing your efforts. So, you know, you do find a lot of activities at the moment when, you know, businesses are focused maybe on net zero and carbon and climate and that, and maybe they're not really looking at the hard facts when it comes to food waste. And, you know, maybe there's just some kind of process that they need to improve slightly, or maybe an output from a process that they're not currently using, they could convert into something. You see it in the seafood industry, for example, where they might have products coming off the line and that might have been wasted in the past, and now they're turning it into new products. You might have seen there's seafood sausages you can buy now, yes. Things like that. So, you know, and that's innovation, which is great for a business. There's things to gain here. It's not all stick here we're talking about. It's all like making new products, innovating in your business. It's all great business sense for them as well.
Odell also explained to me that they've carried out research into why people waste food, and they're trying to understand more about our habits. And she has this advice.
First of all, is maybe follow your food waste for a week, just keep track of it and see what are the top items you're throwing away. Yet again, a lot of people, when I speak to people about food waste all the time, you know, we go to big events like Bloom and the Ploughing and that, and everyone tells me they don't waste much food. That's guaranteed, someone will tell you, oh, we don't waste a lot, you know. But nobody really stops to think about it. If you do track it for a week, you'll realise that you waste more than you think, probably. And you'll find the top things, the general things that we'll find, and you'll probably find it in your own home too, is bread, fruit and veg, you know, things that go off quite quickly, and then leftovers. So make sure we know what food we have before we go shopping, you know, and then only buy what we need, which is a big challenge. Even think ahead 2 days. What are you going to eat the day after tomorrow can help. You don't have to have a 5-day meal plan chart on your fridge. You know, it's little things like that we can do, which just help us use the food that we've got and make sure that we don't waste things that we already have.
And that's it for this week. Join me next week. Until then, bye-bye.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by WLR, the IBI, and funded by Commissioner Naman with a television licence fee. Check out OursToProtect.ie and WLRFM.com for more info.